Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint, and we also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, this afternoon and this week ended with the cattle on feed and a cattle inventory report. The on-feed report showed a July 1st on-feed number of 100% of last year, right in line with expectations of 100%. Placements were 102%, which was 1.8 lower than the 103.8 estimate. And then the June marketed number was 101%, right in line with what expectations showed us. And then there was a cattle inventory report. This inventory report showed beef cows 99% of last year at 32.05 million head. Last year, we were 32.3 million head, so about 250,000 less cattle. Beef cow replacement was 100% at 4.4 million head, right in line there. The calf crop was 35.8 million head. That was about 259,000 lower than where it was last year. The feeder cattle today were anywhere from 30 higher to 50 lower, and then live cattle were anywhere from 20 lower to 80 higher. The market was quiet for the most part today. I think going into this report, people just kind of wanted to see where we were going to end up going with this report. I think most of the trade actually thinks this report's going to be a little bit bullish come next week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st. 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Today's grain futures market finished the day up about 11 cents in Chicago wheat, 8 cents in Kansas City wheat. So the two wheat contracts were really the leader here. The soybeans were down about 1 to 2, and the corn market was unchanged here, anywhere from a penny lower to 0.5 cent higher. Cotton gave a lot back today. You know, it had been above 60, and it got down to 59.51 before closing at 60.10 in December cotton, down 182. Pretty disappointing close for the cotton market. And then these outside markets today, we're giving back some on the Dow Jones. It's currently down about 170. This U.S. and Chinese trade tension continues to escalate. It seems like every day it gets a new level of escalation. And that continues to be a problem here, and how much goods and services we'll trade back and forth with them just continues to be a major problem. Also, the lack of any additional relief bill from the coronavirus and these company earnings coming out. They're really not that great. They haven't been that bad, but it looks like there are some serious issues going on around the economy. But the Dow Jones, of course, is still near record highs. Crude oil today finished up 16 cents in September at 41.26. The natural gas here looks like for the second day in a row, August is up. August is 180.10, up 1.6. Of course, yesterday natural gas was up about 5% on that front end.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.